Don't buy Bird Dog's khaki shorts. While they may appear very similar to Lululemon, they are not. Bird Dog's tailor fit is overly sexual. You don't want that. You want a big baggy fit like the shorts you get from those other guys. Gym shorts should swallow your legs. Don't even bother going to birddogs.com. Their website is riddled with typos. And definitely don't bother seeing how good your legs will look in Bird Dog's. You don't need that unwanted female attention. Again, do not visit birddogs.com and enter code radio to get the free tumbler they're offering with your Bird Dog's shorts. That's birddogs.com, code radio.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
It's the JR Sport Reef Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in, locked in, all over North America. Thank you to our producer holding it down tonight, Kevin Wall. He's coming to you live from New York City. We got so much to do over the next 3 hours. This is a four-hour show. I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. And so we've already been busy. We talked about the latest NFL player to get popped for gambling, Iyumo Uwazurike. Yeah, you probably never heard of the dude because he was a fourth-round pick last season. He barely played, but he decided to go out there and play games with his money. He's going to be missing for an entire season. Yeah, what a, I don't want to say a come down. Typically you say come up. He's just messing up himself. 10 players already suspended this year for gambling. And there's going to be more. I told you about Kylian Mbappe of PSG. You may not know him. Maybe you do. He helped win France a World Cup a couple of years ago in 2018. He's one of the best footballers on earth. And if you thought Saudi Arabia was throwing money at everything, they are. They're offering to buy his contract from PSG, a soccer club in France, for $332 million. They want to offer him a contract of almost $800 million. It's nuts. It's ridiculous. Marcus Peters, he ain't making $800 million. He had the cornerback. He just signed a one-year, $5 million deal with the Raiders. Tyreek Hill came to a settlement with the guy he allegedly slapped in the back of the head at a marina. You can't make some of these stories up. Sports is absolutely crazy. I'm actually saying these things. $776 million for a football contract? Soccer contract, let me be clear. $776 million. For a soccer contract. And sure, the money is there, but Saudi Arabia, they got enough money. They just throw money at everything. Damn. If Kylian Mbappe, he's not taking this money. He's not. Only Ronaldo took it because he's old. At least Messi. Thank God. Could you imagine if Messi went out there? Messi's like, hey, I'm taking enough of y'all money. I'm just going to go in Miami. Win some games, show up, I'll be on vacation. Kids will have a good time, I'll be on the beach. I think a better atmosphere than Saudi Arabia, I think. Let me be careful. They got so much money. Anyway, look, as we continue on with the show, we got more to talk about. Speaking about money, we'll talk about someone who doesn't spend money. We'll talk about an organization that does not spend money because they are cheap. We're going to talk about the Cincinnati Bengals. In a few minutes, Chris Jones of the Kansas City Chiefs, He's not worried about a repeat right now. He's worried about his paycheck. He wants more money. I don't know if he wants Aaron Donald money, but he wants more money. Colin Kaepernick still wants his shot and chance at the NFL. Paul Pierce is talking crap about Dwayne Wade. I don't know why. Michael Jordan officially selling the Hornets. And so we got a lot to do. If you want to talk to me, the phone number is here. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me. You can identify me. I am at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. There is no confusing Saudi Arabia, which happens to be a country, with the Cincinnati Bengals, which happens to be a football team in a city. But there is a difference. Saudi Arabia is willing to throw money at anything. They're throwing money at golf. Saudi Arabia is throwing money at soccer. Saudi Arabia rumored to be, you know, creating their own basketball league. Yeah, Saudi Arabia will throw money at anything. Ridiculous contracts at everybody. And then you got the Cincinnati Bengals, historically known not to spend a dime. That's it. We can think about owner Mike Brown, and we can think about some of the horror stories that he has just really shared over the years, or horror stories that have been shared about the Cincinnati Bengals and them not wanting to compete. But here's the difference. The Cincinnati Bengals, they're good again. The Cincinnati Bengals might have drafted this guy, Joe Burrow, and he not might have. He did. He has changed their fortunes because Joe Burrow is a winner. Joe Burrow shows up, comes in, team is better, and he blows out his knee. Joe Burrow comes back, comes off of his injury, and they go to the Super Bowl. Joe Burrow comes back, plays again. They're one win away from the Super Bowl. Like, what is this? Is this the same Cincinnati Bengals? No, they're not. They're actually a good team. And Joe Burrow has excellent players around him. He's throwing to former college teammates. And, you know, Ja'Marr Chase is lighting it up. This is a damn good football team. And so what happens when you're good? Players want to get paid. People want their share. People want their money. You think about the Cincinnati Bengals and what they will eventually have to pay out. Joe Burrow is up for an extension. You think about some of the money that's been thrown around with QBs. Joe Burrow is going to make more than $50 million per year. You know what's coming. T. Higgins is eligible for an extension. Running back Joe Mixon, they just told him, hey man, if you want to play, you're going to have to make less money. He just had his contract restructured. Ja'Marr Chase is going to be eligible for a deal next year. You must pay that man. And Joe Burrow ain't going to be happy if that dude goes. They got a lot of money to go out there and kind of spread around. And so Mike Brown, owner of the Cincinnati Bengals, who happens to be old as, I don't want to say dirt, but he old. He basically said, listen, folks, we got to pay a lot of people here. We got a lot of money that we have to spread around. And speaking generally about the entire team, he said, it's going to be difficult to pay everybody. Listen to this.
It's hard to fit everybody in. It's impossible to fit everybody in at the rate they wish they could be paid. So you lose some guys every year. There's attrition. You try to work around it, and we have done that for a few years now.
Oh, man. I want to say he sounds miserable. He just sounds old. That's it. Sorry. Sound a little bit more enthusiastic. I can't. I'm old, bro. Sorry. And so what does this mean? In no uncertain terms, somebody got to go. I mean, if you got to start looking up and down the roster, and I just told you about some of their players that want money, that need money, that they're up for an extension, I could see T. Higgins not getting his deal. Ja'Marr Chase, you think about all the records that he has set first couple of seasons in the league, Ja'Marr Chase ain't going anywhere. T. Higgins might be the dude that basically gets the boot. Someone who is not getting a boot, to the surprise of nobody, well, it's Joe Burrow. And Mike Brown pretty much told everybody as if, you know, we didn't know, as if we weren't for sure that Joe Burrow is going to get his money. This is what Mike Brown had to say about Burrow.
You and I, that Joe Burrow is the heart of the football team. But I have agreed, and Katie as well, my daughter, that we are not going to talk publicly about the negotiation with Joe Burrow. His agent has agreed to that, and he has stood by it. And I plan to stand by it as well.
Oh, that's sweet. That's so nice. They're doing things behind closed doors, which is good to see, by the way. I don't have to go on Twitter and read about angry player. I don't have to see a tweet. No, this is good. Just keep it behind closed doors. We don't need to know. I know everything I need to know about the quarterback market and the contracts. I know it all. I know Lamar Jackson is getting paid more money per year than anybody. We didn't think it was going to happen, but $52 million a season. I know Jalen Hurts, he just got his deal, $51 million a season. I know that Aaron Rodgers guy from the New York Jets, he's getting $50 a season. Russell Wilson, he stunk last year, he's getting $49. I know Kyler Murray, coming off of an injury, too small. And what has he done besides go to the playoffs and get whooped and play video games and have his dedication to the game questioned? Kyler Murray is getting $46 million. The hell you think Joe Burrow's going to get? Joe Burrow going to break the bank. If I'm Joe Burrow, you know what his agent does? He says, listen, yeah, I know Lamar Jackson has an MVP, but you see what my guy's done? Did you see us go to the Super Bowl? Did Lamar Jackson do that? Did you see us go back to an AFC championship game, one step away, 3-4 points away from another Super Bowl appearance? Hey, did Lamar Jackson do that? No, he hasn't. Hey, Jalen Hurts just had an amazing year, but has he done what Joe Burrow has done? The answer is no. Oh, Aaron Rodgers. Oh, yeah, the guy, he's like 40 years old, huh? No, we got to give some money to Burrow here. And so you damn right. They're going to earmark. I don't know if it's 53, 54, 55. When Joe Burrow gets paid, he's going to be the highest paid QB in the league. Expect for the news flash to pop up on your phone. Expect for the ticker to go by. Joe Burrow's going to get his bread. And so Lamar Jackson can enjoy it now. Burrow is going to get paid. Herbert is eventually going to get paid. And even though the salary cap continues to go up, we talked about this last week. We know the money ain't going to no running backs. No coincidence that the Bengals looked at Mr. Mixon and said, hey, man, you got to take a pay cut. And running back always getting kicked in the ass when it comes to the money. Joe Burrow's going to get his. It's just a matter of who's going to get X'd out. I think it'll be T. Higgins. I think Ja'Marr Chase is going to get his money. They ain't letting him go. But I'll tell you this. Says the Bengals. Are you surprised? You know, Mike Brown is having this conversation. Isn't it quite ironic? I mean, I'm not taking away from anything that he said. It's true. You don't hear too many owners come out and go, yeah, well, we ain't paying everybody. You don't hear that a lot. But it's just ironic because it's coming from the Bengals. If you want to start talking about some of the cheapest franchises in North American professional sports, the Bengals are typically right there. I know all my friends in Pittsburgh go and say, oh, man, Bob Nutting sucks. He doesn't spend. He's a cheap you-know-what. Actually told the fans, hey, maybe if you guys show up, we'd be able to spend more money. Ouch. The Bengals have their own reputation for being cheap. And it's not just a rumor. This isn't something I'm sitting around speaking of. I mean, you can listen to some of the Bengals' old players talk about how they don't spend money. How about this? You remember TJ Houzmandzadeh? Yeah, you do. Long hair, wide receiver, showed up, went to work. Damn good player. It was only a couple of years ago that Houzmandzadeh was on Fox, right? And they were talking about how cheap the Bengals are. How Mike Brown doesn't want to spend money to do a damn thing when it comes to the franchise. He nickeled and dimed you anywhere. I want you to listen to this from Fox with TJ Houzmandzadeh, and he basically explained, hey, TJ, how cheap are the Cincinnati Bengals? Listen to this.
I don't even remember. We didn't have bottled water or Gatorade, and it was crazy because when we first got it, guys would be taking backpacks full of Gatorade home. And every day,
you were like in the water boy, like the literal movie, the water boy locker room with the bad water.
The year before I got there, Willie Anderson was telling me they didn't even have jock straps. They would get a bunch of used jock straps, throw them in the middle of the locker room and say, here you go. So he.
Oh, God. What? Well, let's go back to the original part of that. For a while, they did not have water? What? No water? Like, what? No Gatorade? Isn't that supposed to be what hydrates the players with all of the salt and the electrolytes? And not what the Gator folk make and everybody down at UF? Isn't that what the athletes drink, right? I know we got other drinks now. There's Body Armor. There's this. There's that. Mike's special stuff. I get it. No water? No Gatorade? What did Mike Brown have these? What did he have these Bengals doing? Like sucking water out the fountain? How many 330-pound linemen? How long is the wait at the water fountain, man? How long is that? 6'6", 330 pounds. Hey, bending over to suck water out of a fountain. Come on. No Gatorade. Like, this is a luxury. Like, how much money are these teams worth? If the Bengals were to go on sale tomorrow, they probably go for, I don't know what, $7 billion? It's ridiculous. And do I need to expand on jock straps? Used jock straps. And so, yeah, it doesn't sound all that good when Mike Brown is sitting around telling everybody, oh, yeah, we won't be able to afford all of the players. I mean, yeah, no, you know what? You guys didn't want to pay for jock straps, water, or Gatorade. How is T. Higgins supposed to get his money? Joe Burrow's going to get all the cash, $50-plus million of it per year. Ja'Marr Chase is going to get his money, probably in that $30 million plus range. And everybody else, they can fight for jock straps in the middle of the locker room. Welcome to life with the Cincinnati Bengals. Be happy that you got Joe Burrow, but please, I want to see Joe Burrow competing for titles, man. I don't want to see Joe Burrow having to suffer. And oh yeah, by the way, I know there's going to be some folks out there who go, well, Joe Burrow can he can leave some money on the table so the Bengals can, you know, add some other talent around. Man, they're going to paint it in such a way. They're going to paint it in a way where Joe Burrow is the ultimate teammate and he helped them out. Listen, Joe Burrow's going to get his cash. Have you seen this man walking around with his shades and his chain? He's going to get his money. And everybody else, they're going to have to fight for jock straps in the middle of the locker room. Welcome to life with the Cincinnati Bengals. Mike Brown already set, prepared to be cheap. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Thank God with this job, we don't have to fight for jock straps. I don't have to wear one for work. Good for me. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back from break, I want to tell you about someone. There ain't no guarantees that he's getting his money, but he wants it. And you would think that he would relax a little bit, maybe not, because he's trying to go back-to-back and win another Super Bowl. I'm going to tell you who wants his money on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Get 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Told you about how the Cincinnati Bengals are already laying the groundwork to be cheapskates. What else is new? Owner Mike Brown basically sat in front of the media during his yearly luncheon, and he's just like, yeah, Joe Burrow is the heart of the team, but we ain't got enough money for everybody. Somebody ain't going to be paid over the next couple of years. It's like, oh, well, tell us something that we don't know already. I mean, we've already heard the horror stories. And last break, we played the audio from T.J. Houshmandzadeh reminding everyone that when he was a Cincinnati Bengal, they didn't always provide the players with water and Gatorade. That before he got there, that they made the players just kind of fight over jock straps, use jock straps. What a bunch of cheapskates. And so, man, if they're fighting for jock straps next year, if anybody's still wearing them, you can blame Joe Burrow for going out there and taking all the money. Anyway, someone who wants money, and we've heard so much about running backs in the NFL, Saquon Barkley not getting his deal, Josh Jacobs not getting his deal, Pollard. We can go on and on and on. We have an upset interior defensive lineman. We got Chris Jones, who just won a Super Bowl with the Kansas City Chiefs. Someone who you would think is trying to win another Super Bowl with the Kansas City Chiefs. He is thinking about one thing. It's money. It's money on his mind. Why is that the case? He signed a contract in 2020. This is the final year on that deal. It was a four-year, $80 million contract at the time. Chris Jones is making, if you can do some math, that's $20 million per year. And so here's the deal. Chris Jones wants a new contract. He wants his contract. He wants a new one. And he wants to be respected for all of the work that he's put in. And he wants to be paid for his contributions to the team. And his contributions are pretty damn amazing. I mean, last year, he was third in the defensive player of the year race. He had 15 and a half sacks. He went out there and played every single game. He's been to the Pro Bowl 4 consecutive years. He's 29 years old. Chris Jones wants his money. And so how do you let everybody know that you want your cash? How do you let everybody know that you are not happy? It's real simple. You don't show up to work. That's how they do it in the NFL. You want a new deal, you're not happy, don't come to work. And when you think about some of the money and some of the cash that other defensive linemen are being paid, we know Aaron Donald is at the top of the heap. Ain't nobody making more money than him. He's making about $31 million per. Quinnen Williams just got a new contract with the New York Jets. He's getting 24. Jeffrey Simmons is making 23 with the Titans. Payne is making 22 with the Commanders. Dexter Lawrence from the Giants making 22. Chris Jones is ninth in salary. Ninth at only $20 million. It's been reported that he wants money closer to what Aaron Donald is making. I don't know about that, buddy. Don't hold your breath. And so Chris Jones not showing up to work. Chris Jones, man, they can slap him in the wallet for not showing up to work. Andy Reid was asked about this. Andy Reid gave a very simple answer. He ain't here. We ain't worried about him. We can only worry about the folks that are here. Listen.
And then as far as Chris goes, we'll just see how things go here down the road. There had been communication. We'll see where it goes from here, and you know, we'll take it. If you're not here, we just keep moving, and that's how we roll. We don't worry a lot about that. We let it take care of itself, and we got great people working on that. So I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, Andy Reid ain't worried about nothing. Andy Reid is worried about what time lunch is. He is not worried about the absence of Chris Jones. Chris Jones will be out there playing. When the regular season starts, he's going to play, he's going to earn his money, and he's going to try to prove his worth. Andy Reid ain't thinking about that, man. He just wants a sandwich, okay? And Chris Jones is a bad man. If you got to look at what he did in the playoffs last year, if you want to look at what he did in the regular season, all things considered, he was third in sacks. Almost 18 sacks between the postseason and the regular season. He was tied for second in the entire NFL with quarterback hits. You want to talk about pressures? He's ranked third. He led all defensive tackles in each category. Everybody else was an exterior lineman. And so Chris Jones, worth the money. It's just a matter, I believe, of when the Kansas City Chiefs want to give it to him. You want to talk about having success? Look, we know Cincinnati Bengals have been close. Almost doesn't count. Chris Jones is actually, he's gotten a job done. He's a champion. He's trying to go back-to-back. The Chiefs will pay him. There ain't no rush, though, now, is there? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Everybody jostling for this money in the NFL. You would think that the Players Association by now would at least have some type of CBA. We don't have to deal with this nonsense. I can't think of any other sport. I guess the NFL is very special. You only play football here in the United States of America. It's our sport. Man, can they do or have any other different salary structure? Guys got to hold out and dudes got to fit in here. I guess every league is different. NFL has holdouts. The NBA has guys bitching, ready to be traded. That's how they utilize their leverage. Major League Baseball players are just, they don't have no leverage until they're almost 30 years old. No such thing as a perfect system, even though free agency, for the most part, in all professional sports, has been around now for going on 40 years just about. Good luck to Chris Jones getting his money, and good luck to those Bengals, too, playing for that cheap organization. You just got to pray for some hope, huh? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Chris Jones, he got a contract. We're going to take a break. When we come back, there's a guy who's been out of the NFL since 2017. He's just looking for an opportunity to play. You might know who I'm talking about. If you don't, I'll tell you on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've done a lot of talk about contracts. Contracts being suspended, NFL players gambling. We talked about soccer player Kylian Mbappe. Saudi Arabia, one of the Saudi teams, is throwing ridiculous amounts of money at him. A contract reportedly worth almost $800 million to go play football in Saudi Arabia. Marcus Peters, he got a new deal. With the Raiders, Tyreek Hill came to a settlement, allegedly slapping a dude in the back of the dome. They're dysfunctional. The Bengals, another formerly dysfunctional team. It'll be proven maybe to be true again in the future. Hey, their owner Mike Brown telling everybody that, yeah, we're cheap. We can't pay everybody. That's normal, but it is the Bengals. They're used to being cheap. And then I told you that Chris Jones of the Kansas City Chiefs, he's not thinking about another Super Bowl victory right now. Chris Jones wants to be paid. And so he's currently holding out from training camp to make his point clear that he shouldn't be the ninth highest paid defensive tackle in the league. Now, there's a guy who's not even in the NFL who's still hoping to get another chance, another opportunity. I'm talking about Colin Kaepernick. Yes, at 35 years old, Colin Kaepernick went on Twitter this afternoon and he basically put up a video of him practicing up in Nike's headquarters in Oregon. And he basically tweeted out a message that said, "We stay sharp." It's about a 90-second highlight clip. It's showing Colin Kaepernick running around, making all of the throws and throwing the ball all over the place. And he's not just throwing the ball all over the place. He's throwing the ball to stars, star running backs like Derrick Henry, a star wide receiver, somebody like a C.D. Lamb. And this highlight footage was pretty much accompanied by quotes from some of the players about what Colin Kaepernick could still do. And they railed about his arm strength, basically said that he still had it. I want you to take a listen to a few of the clips. How about this one? This starting off with wide receiver Kendrick Bourne talking about what Kaepernick still has in the tank. Listen to this.
Man, he looks great. Looks good. Arm looks strong. He got a rocket of an arm. Look at that, man. He got about a good 6 years left.
Oh, he got six more years left. He's 35 years old. We're going to push him into Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady category or territory. We're going to push Colin Kaepernick into his 40s. I mean, damn. The positive words continued on. It wasn't just Kendrick Bourne. Let's go to a wide receiver that is, I would say, more talented, more accomplished, is continuing to emerge in the NFL. Let's listen to C.D. Lamb. This is what he had to say about Kaepernick.
The arm's still intact. Strong arm. Deep ball's very nice. And he's still cap. Still got it to him.
Oh, he's still cap. Okay. He is. We just basing this off of him in a workout. What about Jalen Waddle? Jalen Waddle, speedster, right? He's going to catch the ball in the flat. He's going to go 80 yards. This is what Jalen Waddle had to say about Colin Kaepernick.
Cap got a real racket for an arm, man, so it was different. Real good ball placement. Hey, it's easy when you got a quarterback that's been through it. He make it easy for it.
Okay. All right. Great. Good. This is Colin Kaepernick. He hasn't had to throw a football since 2017. I think he's had plenty of time to work out. I know that ain't nobody hitting him. He's 35 years old. We know why he's not in the league, basically because he would be a distraction. You'd have a lot of people who hated his stance back in 2017 when he decided to kneel for the national anthem. And that was it. That was curtains for him. He sat on the sword to make his point. We knew that it was risky. It was risky. And he's done. That's it. A couple of years ago, we saw him get his chance and his opportunity, and he wasn't happy with the workout that the league was running, so he went and did his own. I remember in late 2019, I was at Colin Kaepernick's open workout here in Atlanta, Georgia. I was right there looking at the guy right in the face when he spoke. I watched him throw. Yeah, he certainly looked like he could still play, but that was even a few years ago, man. He's 35 years old, and yes, this video that was released of Colin Kaepernick, it was a fluff piece. It was a partner piece. It was to highlight Colin Kaepernick and to keep him in the public eye to say, yeah, he still can play. Let's not forget what happened with Colin. But the reality is, I don't see a scenario. I don't see a circumstance where Colin Kaepernick is back on a football field. Too much time has passed by. Too many players have emerged. He's not getting a chance. Colin Kaepernick is not going to be a backup because of the attention that he would bring to a locker room to not play. It would be a distraction. And at this point, why would he be a starter in the league? I mean, did he have the talent to continue on? Yes, he did at one point. You will have folks who will say the opposite. Especially coming off of his injury, I think he was not judged fairly. 49ers pretty much decided to X him out in the process coming off of that injury. Colin Kaepernick could have continued on, could have, most definitely. But not now. Not at 35 years old. Not having played since 2017. I mean, they can put a video out next year about his arm and his strength. We got Justin Fields. We have the Hurts of the world. We have the Burrows. We've had QBs who have emerged that weren't even in the league when Colin Kaepernick last threw a pass. I think the days are over, man. It's unfortunate. Colin Kaepernick, I don't see this man playing. You can throw that idea completely on out of the window. And I can go on and on about the names and individuals who have come and have taken the spotlight. It's over. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Wild career for Colin Kaepernick. 2011 he was drafted. Damn. Long time ago. Took over for Alex Smith. Alex Smith is out of the league. Alex Smith, he blew this whole man's leg up playing football. Harbaugh left and it was over for him. 2015, he had to deal with the injuries, the shoulder, the knee. Started protesting in 2016. 2017, opted out of his deal. And that was it, man. That was it. No more Colin Kaepernick. Hey, Kevin, what are your thoughts here? Yeah, this guy's done, isn't he?
I mean, like you said, the 2016 season, early 2017, was the last time that he played. And I know there were multiple attempts of him trying to make a comeback, and it just didn't work. It's also a lot different when you're not on a football field. You know, you may look good running routes, but your body hasn't taken a hit in 6 years. So it's a whole different ball game until you're actually physically on that field on Sundays.
Yeah, that's why taking a look and watching and paying attention to that video, I don't want to say the video was deceiving or they're trying to pull one over on anybody, because I don't think that's the case. But I think most people will agree with what you just said and what I said. It's like, okay, Colin Kaepernick still has a great arm. But how can anybody say that he still has it, or he's the same dude, because he's throwing around in, you know, a t-shirt and some shorts. Like, that's not NFL football. I mean, there are plenty of folks.
And then them saying, oh, he's got another 6 years left in him? Come on. I mean, I know he's your friend. You're hyping him up, but let's be real. If he was on a football field for this season, he's not lasting 6 years. Starting.
Yeah, no, it's all an exaggeration. If Nike and Colin Kaepernick want to put out pieces and videos of, hey, I still want to play and this is my opportunity, and you don't have to say these things. You don't have to verbalize them. I feel like every year we get a Colin Kaepernick video. We get a Colin Kaepernick a digital message or a social media message where Kaepernick is telling everybody that he's ready or that he's working out. And for this go round, I guess they feel that they've exhausted all of the workout videos. And so they've gone from workout videos to messages from other players. But to hear from other players to hype him up, I don't know. It's really pushing it. You know, we don't need to hear from anybody saying that he still has it, he's the same dude. There's a vast, vast difference between shorts, a t-shirt, versus going out there in pads. How he would last, and I think that the NFL is not, I don't think any professional sport is forgiving. I mean, even, and we've seen this, okay, yeah, we got boxers who take time off. This is not easy. The further you are removed from a sport, you put your body through the ringer every single day. You abuse yourself. You harden yourself. To just go away for a year or 2 years, it's a lot, man. But to be gone since 2017, that's an eternity in the NFL. We got a guy, a running back. Let's think about this. You want to talk about hardening your body? We had a running back. And Le'Veon Bell, we talked about this last week with all the running backs, and does Saquon Barkley sit out? Does he not bother? Le'Veon Bell took a whole year off, ironically. It was 2017, I believe, was that last year with the Steelers. He sat out one season, came back, played for the New York Jets, was complete ass. A big part of it was Adam Gase, who did not want him as his running back. But Le'Veon Bell is 31 years old right now, and his career is essentially done. He sat out for one season. God bless him. He got him, I think, $45 million, $35 million guaranteed from the New York Jets for just competing like crap. But that's 1 year, and he was cooked. Kaepernick has been done since 17. We haven't seen this dude on a field. Let's not act like, you know, him sitting on the sidelines or working out is keeping him in tip-top NFL caliber shape, man. The clock has gone by too many times. The sand has fallen down. Colin Kaepernick can make a video when he's 40. It's over, man. It's done. It's unfortunate as it is. It's done. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Colin Kaepernick still trying to make a point that he can play. There's another athlete, big name athlete. I don't know, does he still think he's playing? He will not shut up about the past. I'll explain. I'll tell you who it is. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
The second half of the baseball season is here, and each game means a little bit more. We're talking pennant races and wild card chases, with each pitch bringing us closer to the playoffs. The free Odyssey app lets you listen to live play-by-play of your local team. So no matter what you're up to, you'll never have to miss another game. Download the free Odyssey app today and keep baseball close by all summer long. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey.